This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this afternoon, we're taking a look at the Cal Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation. The executive director, Karma Mornovich, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, I guess, first of all, let's just not assume that everybody knows a lot of things institutionally. Kind of explain what the foundation is all about.
Well, the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation was formed 25 years ago in as an agreement with the state of Oregon, allowing the Cow Creek Umpqua tribe to have a casino. Therefore, the Cow Creek tribe would give a certain percentage of those net proceeds back to the community. And that was the beginning of the foundation.
And I think, wasn't it the first agreement like that?
Yes, it was. It was the first agreement. So there's 9 tribes in the state of Oregon, and Cow Creek was the first to sign that agreement with the state.
So talk about the impact over these 25 years.
Well, in 25 years, we have given out $22 million, a little more than $22 million. And we have discovered that there are outstanding groups doing amazing work in our communities. And the Cow Creek Foundation is pleased to partner with these nonprofit groups that basically make the connections for so many people in our communities and give them a hand up, not a hand out, and just really make our world go around.
I imagine there are times when you look at this. I mean, some of these organizations you've given to frequently, some are, you know, newer, or some may come and go and all that. But you just think about each individual organization and the long-term impact there.
Absolutely. There are, you know, even if an organization is only in business for 2 or 3 years, they still have a pretty good handprint on, you know, folks that they've assisted or change that they've made in the community. And then you get some longer term organizations, you know, ones that we recognize here in our community, you know, St. Joseph's Community Kitchen or UCAN or Battered Persons Advocacy, which is now Peace at Home. Some of those organizations that have been around for a long time are really making a huge difference for a lot of people in our community.
And that seems like a fun job.
It is absolutely an amazing job. And I have learned, you know, I've been doing this for about 15 years, and I have learned so much about the nonprofit industry and the good that they do. I've also met some outstanding people that are just committed to making our world a better place. It's just really rewarding. And, you know, one of my favorite days of the year is what we had last week when we awarded the checks, and it just feels good. It's good vitamins. And you hear, you know, we heard from 69 organizations about what they were going to do with the funding that they received. And it just, it's really inspiring.
Now, I wasn't able to get down to the actual event, but what was it like to have, it just seems odd, an in-person ceremony.
Yeah, this was the first one that we've had in 3 years, and it felt a little bit awkward. You know, I had trouble flipping on the microphone because they had switched systems at Seven Feathers, and I didn't understand the new system. And so, anyway, there were some technical difficulties, and the room was set up differently, and nothing was perfect, and I think everybody that was there was so happy to be there in person and hearing from their peers and able to talk to each other face to face. It was really a great day despite a couple of little hiccups.
And I imagine for a lot of those people, whether they're Douglas County folks or some of the other counties, that a lot of these people have some contact with each other anyway.
Absolutely. There's a lot of organizations doing similar work, just in a different region of our community. And so it's really lovely that they can get together. And it also creates networking opportunities where, you know, an organization said, oh, I didn't know they were doing that. And so, you know, then after the ceremony, you know, this week, they're emailing each other and calling each other saying, hey, I want to learn more about that program you talked about last week. And so it's really amazing opportunity.
Now, the first one in person in 3 years, but the grant awarding is continued during that time. How often do you give these grants out?
So we give out grants twice a year. We have a March 1st deadline and a September 1st deadline. And we review those grants over a couple of month process. And so then we end up giving out awards in January and June. And it's just been a process that we've had for the entire 25 years, actually, and it works for us.
Yeah, talk more about that process and how people get connected to you, what you do to make sure they're deserving of the funds you're going to award them.
So the process is pretty simple. We have a website. It's cowcreekfoundation.org. And folks log in there, and there's a frequently asked question and, you know, similar things. And my phone number's on there, and you can call me anytime to ask questions about the foundation. And we have a two-step process. First is a letter of inquiry that you fill out online. It's 5 or 10 very simple questions, and then you submit those. And then you have to wait for me to respond back and approve the LOI or give you a call and say why maybe it's not a great fit for our foundation. And then once you get the green light, then it opens up the full application for you to fill out and submit it by the deadline. And then there's a process where a grant reviewer will call you or email you or come visit you and ask questions about your organization, learn more, and then we write it up into a one-page summary and give it to the foundation board.
So how often do you find an organization that maybe you weren't aware of in a particular area, you know, that you hadn't helped before?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. We actually had quite a few organizations in this last grant cycle that were new to us. And one that's been in Josephine County for years doing great work, it's their Children's Advocacy Center. They've been around for more than 20 years, and this is the first time they've ever applied to us for a grant. And I was amazed that an organization had been around for 20 years. I never heard of them.
Interesting. Well, and coming through the pandemic as well, a lot of nonprofits really got hit hard.
They did, and it's been a struggle, especially on their end as far as fundraising goes and volunteers. You know, if you look at the volunteer pool, they're, you know, mostly of retirement age, and many of them were choosing to stay home more often than go out. And so volunteer pool was reduced. And then the ability to gather face-to-face for fundraisers or do anything, you know, normal as far as, you know, dinner auctions or silent auctions or any kind of a gathering was really difficult for nonprofits, and it cut into their bottom line pretty terribly.
And I know in some areas, maybe not the ones you deal with as much, but in some areas, I mean, just some nonprofits ultimately ceased to exist.
Yeah, there have been a handful that just, you know, they threw in the towel because it was difficult to get funding. Volunteers were hard to come by, and just the struggle was too much for them. And, you know, some of their clients have been picked up by others and, you know, been absorbed. But, you know, it's been a struggle for a lot of nonprofits. And so I'm thrilled that the foundation has been here the entire time and assisting, you know, when we can, with anybody that needs assistance.
Now, does the foundation help sometimes include more than just the financial aspect? Or are there other types of help you provide, or is it really mainly the finances?
Well, I'm going to say it's 80% the finances. You know, 20% of the time, you know, somebody will call me and, you know, ask questions about this or that, or maybe they need some help with their board. you know, I might make some suggestions about other organizations that they can get training from, where they could send their board for training. And then, you know, the other aspect is making connections. So connecting one nonprofit with another nonprofit that's doing similar work in a different region. And the other connection that I try to make is maybe our foundation isn't a good fit, or maybe we are, and I suggest three or four other foundations that might also be interested in funding their work. And so if they have the time and the energy, maybe they can apply for additional grants from somebody else.
All right, more when we come back. Karma Mornarich, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. We'll get an update on the city of Winston. City Manager Mark Bauer will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We're talking about the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation grants given out last week and more about the organization. Let's kind of walk our way through the grants that were given locally here in Douglas County and tell folks that are listening more about the organizations you helped out and what's going on.
Well, in Douglas County, we gave 7 grants to area nonprofits, and the total was $83,000. The first organization is the Family Development Center, and they're one of our old friends. You know, we've been giving grants to the Family Development Center for years, and we primarily support their work in southern Douglas County, and they have a satellite location in Canyonville that they serve kiddos down there, and they just do an amazing job. The next one is NeighborWorks Umpqua. We gave them $10,000 to assist with purchasing some essential move-in supplies for low-income folks that are going to utilize their housing. And essential supplies like shower curtains and toilet brushes and just some real basic cleaning supplies and things that you absolutely have to have when you move into an apartment. And these will be available. They'll have a closet available for folks to do a little bit of shopping and get that stuff for free. And then the Oakland School District, they got $15,000 to assist with purchasing upgraded equipment and tools and storage for their wood and metal shop programs. And as a former teacher, I love hands-on activities, and these programs, they've beefed them up with some state dollars, and this is just a little bit of supplement to add in those tools and things that really make a difference for kids when they're preparing for work after high school.
And we're seeing, obviously, an increase in more of these types of programs.
Absolutely. Career technical education and hands-on learning is really on the upswing, and I just love those kinds of programs, and this is really a great boost for Oakland High School. And then Onward Roseburg is a kind of a relatively new program, and it's basically they go out into some of the homeless camps and assist with folks that are unhoused, and they do all kinds of things like transportation, case management, medication, motel stays. So, you know, if somebody has to have a procedure and they need somewhere to stay for a few days, rather than being out in the elements, they give them a few dollars to do that. And then they do advocacy also for folks that are experiencing homelessness. And it's a great asset for Roseburg to have these folks on the ground doing amazing work.
And Onward Roseburg, of course, Kenneth Stallings also worked on some of the emergency shelters during the worst part of the winter here in Roseburg.
Right. She's really just a wonderful asset for Roseburg and just a great person, hardworking, and we're lucky to have her.
Now, you include coastal Douglas County as well.
I do. So Reedsport is, you know, a little bit forgotten Douglas County town, but they have an amazing food pantry over there. It's called Project Blessing Food Pantry, and they do just, you know, regular food pantry stuff, but now they've enhanced through the COVID period. They started doing grocery delivery, and so folks can get online. They created an app that people can get on, and people can order their groceries online, and then DoorDash actually does the delivery for Project Blessing, and it's a great partnership. And Project Blessing has, you know, poured about $15,000 a year into paying those drivers to deliver for Project Blessing. It's really an innovative, exciting project, and I hope it continues. And our little bit of money is going to help them maintain their online presence and help with that DoorDash delivery.
Well, and clearly there's a lot of situations where those folks in need may not have a car or may not have the money to put gas in the car, et cetera.
Absolutely. And when I spoke to their executive director, she said that this has more than doubled the amount of folks that they are reaching, because they've been able just to get those deliveries, not just locally, but a little further outside of Reedsport, you know, up Smith River and towards Scottsburg. So it's been really great for them.
Now, food and helping food-related organizations seems to be a big focus.
Yes, and, you know, St. Joseph's Community Kitchen, we gave them a grant too, and they're just amazing. And Leo Trussell and his crew there at St. Joseph's are just stalwart in their commitment to making sure that folks are fed and they're welcome and they are respected. And they just do such a wonderful job. And they've been around for more than 20 years and are probably one of our original grantee recipients.
Now, other counties receive funding, organizations in other counties. How do you determine where you help?
Well, there is no hard formula. We basically look at who applies and how, you know, what the needs are here and there. And essentially, it just boils down to which organizations are doing the best work and meeting the needs and serving the community. And, you know, periodically we'll award special awards to the Buster Rondo Award and the Martha Young Award. And this year we were able to award both. And one of them was from Douglas County, Heartwood Resources. They are just Martha Zoder and what she does, or Marla, she is just a wonderful gal. And I like to say that Heartwood Resources gives people and things second chances, because, you know, it's a recycled building products. And then they also hire folks that are hard to hire. Maybe they have a little bit of a record, they've been in jail, or just have had some hiccups in their life and need a second chance. And those folks get it at Heartwood Resources. And we gave them a little bit of money to improve their facilities and extend a pole barn and build a wall and protect their goods that they have coming in from so many people that donate to them. And it's just been really, they're super special, and we were really happy to award the Buster Rondo Award to them.
And tell people a little bit about Buster Rondo.
Well, Buster Rondo was, he lived in Sutherland. He was a founding member of the tribal board, and he was also a founding member or a member of the tribal board of directors and a founding member of the foundation board. And he had lots of phases in his life, but the basic words that he used is he liked to pick up, help people, give them a hand up, not a hand out. And he was a single dad at parts of his life. He was also a very hard worker. He enjoyed sports programs. He was an athlete. And so we've tried to pick organizations that we think he would have liked or especially been fond of. And because of the work that Heartwood Resources does, giving people second chances and the training that they need to move on to a next phase of life, we feel like Buster would have really loved that organization.
And then talk about your other award that you gave out.
So we gave out the Martha Young Award to pollinator project, Rogue Valley, and they're a relatively new organization. We're one of the first large grants that they received, and they are doing education in the Rogue Valley about native plants and their importance for the birds and the bees, and increasing the basically livability. And so they also have a native plant nursery where they grow and propagate native plants, and they have an amazing native pollinator book that they have created, and it's got beautiful artwork and explanations of native plants and their benefits to people and bees and hummingbirds and all the nature that is important to our world. And so and Martha Young, she was a gardener, and she loved kids. And so this education of children about gardening and native pollinators, we just thought Martha would think that this program was outstanding. And so it was real special for us to give them the Martha Young Award.
As we wrap up here, what else should people know about the foundation and its work?
Well, the foundation has been around for 25 years. We're celebrating 25 years this year, and we are basically, our project areas that we support are basic needs, education, child abuse prevention, health and wellness, and community support. And any nonprofits doing work in those areas should seek out funding from the Cow Creek Foundation if you're a 501c3. And we would just love to talk to you. Our number is on our website, and there's also some frequently asked questions.
And what's your website?
CowCreekFoundation.org.
Carmen Mortimer, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.